We spoke about love in the Ukrainian sermon today. And love is very practical. And sometimes we think of it as simply romantic and flowery and lovely. Isn't it unusual that the cross becomes the symbol for Christian love? Not a comfortable recliner, not a wonderful, beautiful candlelit meal, or a beautiful conversation, but a place where a man who loved other men and women was betrayed and laughed at by the very people that he fed and he cured, forgotten by those to whom he had given his love, and he continued to love. This idea, which we take from the Greek word agape, which means not simply love is patient, kind, but it's an openness, like when your mouth is agape. Agape, which is the word that you hear in all wedding homilies from the letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, love is patient, love is kind, there are three things, but the greatest of these is love. That word is really an openness of the heart and mind and soul to say, I am allowing people to come into my heart and into my life. I want to share things with me. People, which includes me and you, want love to be a stable production of good feelings. We don't want instability in love. Yet that is the very place where it survives, to be flexible and to allow it to grow and go where it will, to have that freedom to respond to situations. And sometimes what we want is to freeze relationships with God and with our brothers and sisters in time, because we really don't want a loving relationship. We want security. We want stability. We want not to be challenged. We want the comfort of having things the way they are. That is not love. Love is a challenge, a daring attempt to bend your life and your heart to what life presents to you. But I wanted a child with no handicaps, and a husband and a wife with no problems, and a job with no challenges. Can't there be one day in my life when I just have peace and quiet? Usually that happens at the cemetery, I hear. But in the meantime, accept the challenge. It's like the doctor who said, oh, I want to heal people. I just don't like sick people. It's like the person who wants to love and the Christian who wants to be a Christian, but he wants and she wants just a peaceful, placid life. Then you don't want love. You want death or a museum. But if you want life and you want love, whether it's on the cross or in the comfort of your home, you will find it, because you will see people who are wounded and people who are happy and people who are sad, but you will see people and you will see God. If you want stability and if you want comfort, you may find it, but you may find that you are alone. Slava Isusu Christu.